This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with our message titled, How to Defeat Sin and Bad Habits.
Because it can't be as simple as forgiveness. It can't be as simple as that easy, is it? But the Lord makes it that easy. Well, you know, I asked, but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna write out a little bigger tithe check. I'm gonna put in, you're gonna try and buy some forgiveness. You just receive it. But some folks, see, I say that and seem funny, but a lot of people, they don't do it as funny as I said it, but they do the same thing. If the Bible says you confess it, he forgives it, takes it away, and then you read that, can you accept right then? And somebody come to you and say, "You," and that was terrible of you to do that. And here they are yielding to the devil, stirring it back up. Can you still look and say, that's under the blood? Yeah. Or do you kind of like, yeah, you know, that is kind of right. See, you hadn't accepted God's forgiveness. Forget them. Did God forgive you? Did God forgive you? If God forgive you, then you can have peace in your conscience. But if somebody else bringing it up, still upset, let's not talk about it. Let's not bring it up. You still got emotions about it, don't you? You hadn't forgiven yourself. You hadn't accepted God's forgiveness. You could look at your brother and say, look, that's under blood. I did it. I was wrong. But you know what? I'm right now. But how you going to say, you old terrible thing? You think you can hide behind the word. Hey, if you genuinely forget it, you can be washed in the blood, hide behind God and have peace. You can have your joy back. If you accept the forgiveness, because everybody else is unimportant if God has forgiven you. What you think is nice, and that's real sweet, and if you can tell me how to stay out of it, by all means, tell me how to stay out of it. But if you just want to ride my back and bring it up, I'm not worried about that. God has forgiven me for that. Boy, I tell you, when you get mature in this and you get to the point where you are quick to repent and quick to forgive, folks will think you're crazy because they don't want you getting off that easy. They want you to suffer a little bit. But just say, oh, no, I confess that. I'm fine. Well, you know, you just hide. You still the same. You just hide behind the word. You just the same. No, I'm cleansed. I'm different. Oh, you can't be different. No, I'm different. See, other folks, watch them. They're trying to steal your joy. They're trying to steal your forgiveness. Your forgiveness when you sin against God comes from whom? From God. Comes from God. And if you receive it from God, then is it not yours? And if it's yours, what difference does it make when anybody else says or thinks? Yeah, people are still going to talk. I know you get mad and if you carry the feeling that, you know, I don't want people talking about it. Well, some people, you just can't control them. Have you noticed that? Can't control nobody but you. If you don't want nobody never saying anything bad about you and they be telling the truth, don't ever do nothing bad. You ain't going to be able to stop them from saying it. But if you receive forgiveness from God, you can look at them and say, yep, I did that. But you know what? The Lord has cleansed me of it. He has no remembrance of it. And I'm not going to remind him of it by thinking about it. I'm going to meditate these things of good, lovely, pure, and of a good report. I'm not going to think about that. Tell you what, you think about that and I'll go on about my business. See, that's a mature concept. Seems kind of funny, but that's a very mature way to handle it. I'm not going to worry about it. I have no emotion tied in it because God has no remembrance about it. I was sorry. I repented. That's where I'm right now. And you go on. See, that's accepting the forgiveness. You're still all mostly tied into it. You have not accepted it. You've gone through some phrases with no faith in them working at all. God could not have forgiven me. I'm too much of a sinner. You don't know God. You don't know his capacity to love, his ability to forgive. God says, I will wipe it away as far as the east is from the west. Look at Revelations 1:5 on the same topic. Accept God's forgiveness. Revelations, the last book of the Bible. You can find that one. The last book of the Bible. Revelations 1, verse 5. We are free from sin. I don't have to listen to you, sin. I don't have to please you. You're not my master. I'm a servant of righteousness. Revelations 1:5, under point number 2, accept God's forgiveness, reads as follows. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. When you confess the sin, Jesus washes it away with his blood. Yeah, but yeah, that's a nice thought. That's not a thought. That's a fact. He's washed it away. Just like in the Old Testament, you could have a sin and you could atone for it just by blood. But they said it's not right that the blood of bulls and goats will take away sin. It just atones for it and covers it up. But Jesus' blood, the pure righteous lamb, his blood washes it away. Away. It's gone. If you don't go looking for it, you ain't going to find it. God's not going to go looking for it. It's gone. Oh, but look at what I did. Hey, I'm a new person now. I'm recreated again. I've been rededicated. Yeah, but you did so-and-so. Hey, the old me did that. Now that's part of the old me. This is the new me.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Away, it's gone. If you don't go looking for it, you ain't going to find it. God's not going to go looking for it. It's gone. Oh, but look at what I did. Hey, I'm a new person now. I'm recreated again. I've been rededicated. Yeah, but you did so-and-so. Hey, the old me did that. Now that's part of the old me. This is the new me. Oh, but you know, you need to do so. No, I ain't got to do nothing but live right from here on. I mean, it's like Jesus with the woman. You remember the story about that woman who they caught in the very act of adultery and they brought her in there and they trying to trick Jesus? Wait, what do you think we should do with this woman? You know, because Jesus knew what the law said. The law said, take her to the end of the village and stone her. This woman has been caught in the very act of adultery. Now, you notice she got caught in the act of adultery, but they only brought one person in. I'm like, which one of your boys tripped this lady up to get her in there with Jesus? If you caught in the act of adultery, you normally not by yourself or it's called some other adultery. She's caught in the very act of adultery, and they come in with one person. I thought they set her up. It was a plan. They set her up to bring her in there to see what Jesus would do. And Jesus said, ain't going to be no judge of law. He ain't going to get into it. He said, just put it like this. He who is without sin cast the first stone. And they all begin to leave from the older first to the youngest. Because older ones wise enough to say, ooh, I got a lot of sin. Let me get out of here. I got to go. And then the younger ones like, well, they all leaving. I guess we'll leave too. And Jesus looked at it and says, where are thy accusers? Neither do I accuse thee. Go thy way and sin no more. Caught in the very act. We're talking like in the 70s, we say she was cold busted. Wasn't no way of getting out. They brought only her, left the guy. They wanted Jesus to say stoner because the law says stoner. But what did he do? He didn't pass judgment. He let them deal with it. And he just said, he extended mercy to her because she was supposed to die. The law was serious. Take her to the end of the village and stone her to death. Whole lot of us be dead now. We wouldn't have to be worried about no forgiveness. We'd just be dead. She'd have been dead. But thank God Jesus intervened for them. You got to understand he intervenes for you. God is not trying to put a judgment of death on you after you confess, repent, and turn away from it. Just like he let her go scot-free. You think in the New Testament, he ain't going to let you go scot-free. You don't owe him nothing. Don't have to pay nothing back. You just go thy way and sin no more. That's the love. That's what the blood does. You don't have to pay a price. Just accept the forgiveness because Jesus' blood has washed the sin away after you repented and confessed. So in other words, in this whole concept of defeating sin, you have the right understanding of let me get right with God so I can start from a clean slate. Now, in my clean slate, I got to accept that my slate is absolutely clean, that God has totally forgiven me for everything. There's nothing in the past outstanding to me. That's what you got to get first. Those two things get in your mind that I have confessed the sin. I didn't try to hide it, cover it up. I did it. I was wrong. It was awful. And then you confess it to God. And then you say, God, I believe that you have forgiven me. And I stand before you. I can say it. I stand before you righteous. I stand, but what did you do? That's under the blood. I stand before you righteous. And the devil say, just 2 days ago, I stand before him righteous because I was on the other side of me confessing the sin to God, and I stand. I mean, you got to have, can you get to the point where you're so bold and so confident that you're right with God that you just know that you know that you know I'm right with God? I don't care what you say, I'm right with God. If you don't get that attitude, sin is going to keep riding your mind and riding your brain, and it's going to get this burden of condemnation that God has not put on you, but sin has put on you. You will get a sin consciousness that a lot of people have quit serving God because they dwelled on the sin consciousness. Who can ever keep the word? God's not trying to get you to keep it all right now. He's trying to get you to work on what he's got you working on. He's trying to get you to walk in the revelation of the light you have. Don't be letting the devil short you like, who can fix it all? Nobody's perfect. That doesn't mean don't try. But Satan tries to get you to deal with sin as a single thing. There are individual sins. The Bible talks about those sins, and so sins, plural, that easily beset us in Hebrews 12, 1. You know, beware of those sins that so easily beset you. Well, knock them off one at a time. As God gives them to you, deal with them one at a time. And when Satan comes against you, I'm clean of that sin right now because I've confessed it before the Lord. I'm cleansed. And accept your righteousness through faith. Accept your righteousness through faith. Again, you got that issue of faith. If you have weak faith, you're going to have a problem accepting you're not righteous because you know what you did. No, your faith is weak. Doesn't matter what you did. God's telling you, it doesn't matter what you did. You're right with me. Yeah, but God, I just don't feel right. Don't walk by feelings. But God, I really let you down. Forget about that. I don't know anything about that. Don't be reminding me about it. You're right with me because I'm telling you, I've declared you righteous. I've counted you righteous. I reckon you righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. And don't be telling me nothing else or you're out of faith. And I'm not pleased if you're out of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11, 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you got to walk in faith and you got to believe that what I say is more true than what you think in your peanut. Well, I think like I ought to have to do more. I think I should have to do some more. No, I said you're clean. Well, see, now you got into trouble for not believing God before. Why stay in trouble for not believing now? But Lord, if you say I'm righteous and I'm scot-free, I'm off. Like somebody being in jail and the governor come down, they're on death row and the governor giving them a pardon. And I ain't leaving because I feel guilty. Well, but you got a pardon. We know you're guilty. We know you're guilty, but I'm giving you a full pardon. I'm just letting you go. Yeah, but I did it. I know you did it. I just want to let you go. I can't leave. I'm scheduled to die tomorrow. I can't leave. I miss it. Like a nut. But see, that's what flesh makes that seem reasonable. But there's no reason for you to want to stay in sin. There's no reason for you to want to be punished because of sin. There's no reason for you to suffer because of sin once that sin has been rolled over on the Lord and is under the blood of Jesus. Why? What? Because it makes me feel like I'm doing something. It wouldn't make me feel like nothing to go to the gas chamber and die.
Today's message has been titled, How to Defeat Sin and Bad Habits.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy of Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy of Faith family. Joy of Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill in Stewart, a a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a beautiful